This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. It is great to have you on. I have a wonderful show for you today, beginning with 25 minutes of current African music from Tanzania, Cote d'Ivoire, Mali, Nigeria, Senegal, plus this week's Billboard Hot 100 number one hit. That takes us out of Africa for some American country music. And then the whole back half of the hour is a live music session and conversation with the multi-talented and effervescent musician, dancer, singer, producer, Blessing Bled Chimanga. Can you guess where he's from by his name? Okay. From Harare, Zimbabwe. He is currently, though, working in the state of Colorado and hopped on a plane to D.C. with his marimba to be with us on the show. So that is the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting off in Tanzania, here's Jukes with the mega hit of 2023 and 2024. Still going strong. Enjoy. Featuring Diamond Platnumz.
Acha tu niwaweke wazi, mubaki na mishangao kuswa ya mapenzi. Nataka kuyaeleza, na leo tena waiteni paparazi, warushe kwa mitandao. Siataki mapenzi, nataka jipongeza. Namwita yo baby, kumbe naye na baby. Oh, unimuna kipenzi, ni mshenzi akupendi. Ama kwa ni mtihani, mambo mengi dunia. Na mistresi siwezi, oh siwezi.
Bora nijoy, maisha mafupi ni siku.
Mama yangu, kama kupendwa mimi, nitajipenda peke yangu. Oh,
kilichomponza fala kujiona simba, kumbe swala kasama kwenye penzi utwara, badala kusaka miamala.
Ayo, toka neti pesa sana pendeza, na tena na enjoy na wanangu maumbo. Oh, akaunti na soma na kamwili kana nona, we mwenyewe si unaona yani. Aina sema bora,
bora ni enjoy. Maisha mafupi ni simple. Yani nini tesekero,
nini tesekero,
jiunge nami upozeko,
jiunge nami.
Yes, all right, that was Enjoy by Jukes featuring Diamond Platnumz. Hello, everyone. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather. Now we are going to Cote d'Ivoire with Josie, a new song called Toules from her album Vibration Universelle. Toules, she says, be humble in life. You never know when you're going to need somebody.
Show. amour parce qu'il te ferme la porte, vilain. Tu faisais ton mal.
From Mali, you are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister Maxwell.
All right, hey guys, so we just heard Tout Laisse by Josie from Côte d'Ivoire. Now moving over to Mali, this is Amadou and Mariam with a new version of an older song that was their biggest hit called Beau Dimanche. This one is the Ever Mihigo rework version, and it's the second pre-release of their brand new album called La Vie est Belle. Life is beautiful.
Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est les jours de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est les jours de mariage.
Let's go.
Yes. All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. How y'all doing? You just heard Beau Dimanche by Amadou and Mariam from Mali. And now straight next door to Senegal, this is Mia Gissé with her new single, Gauche et Droite, Left and Right.
Yola, yola, yola. Yene sama khol nakhtamla. Love this sakka fumaji. Tama sansi badagla. Tama fil bagla jo. Sama khol di nakhtamla. Khane bi tamla jo. Sama khol di nakhtamla. Tamla ke jo. Tamla ke jo. Tamla ke jo. Tamla ke jo. Khol di nakhtamla man. Sheri bana piso piso ma sanda. Dis-moi, si tu veux en haut, en bas, dis-moi, le tank, voilà le set, dis-moi, me servir le coup de 19h, j'ai bien été dit, n'a metti, n'a y'a que n'a melni, allé, n'y go raga, n'a gai exi, n'y en casse le chiker, qui n'a joli, ma baby, je m'en pari, everyday, ma jok langa netchi, allé, bi, take me lou metti, ouye, khéchi, yo, la, n'a no, de chumana, ya.
On the one tail and one blow, this is Jedu Gleambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
Yes, all right. Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing well. This is Heather. That was Jedu Gleambly with that drop just there. And in August, he is going to be in California, and he's going to be in Washington, D.C. on a U.S. tour. And speaking of tours, the artist who is our feature for today, or the whole back half, Blessing Chimanga from Zimbabwe. He's currently in the United States already working, but is going to also give a big, big concert in July. He'll tell you all about that in Colorado. And also, the artists we heard earlier, Amadou and Mariam from Mali, they were the ones that sang the song Beau Dimanche. They are also going to be on tour in the U.S. for their new album, La Vie est Belle. So lots of tours going on, but let's get on to some more music. This is Ma Pose by Diamond Platnumz featuring Mr. Blue and Jay Melody from Tanzania.
See you. Tunge muziki, nikonyeshe jinsi unacheza. Mina mapost na mimi, mapost na mimi. 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 Mina mapost na mimi.
Featuring Mr. Blue and Jay Melody with Mapos Jami. Yeah. Hey, guys, we got one more African song, and then we're going to head to our number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. But first, we got to listen to this brand new single by Aya Nakamura from France and Mali and Ira Starr from Nigeria. The song, Hype.
J'ai comme retrouvé la vue. Je demande ce qui m'échappe. Tu me dis que je vais rester. C'est là qu'entre nous t'as déclaré la guerre. Telle une sirène, tous les beaux je racolais.
Il a la digue facile, je suis une hit machine. Pas une fille facile, je me donne 10 sur 10. Hit machine, je suis une hit machine. Pas une fille facile, je me donne 10 sur 10.
Je suis hyper, 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 hyper.
Time for that, no, no. Two chances too many to track. Just worry about my back. I don't want you back, no. So cry for me, go cry. I'll be doing fine. Promise you this time I won't fall for all those stupid lies. Pack your shit and go. You're just someone I used to know.
Yes, All right. Hello, everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. That was Hype by Ayana Kamara and Iris Starr. Now we're going to the United States. Here is the number one hit on the top 100 Billboard charts. I Had Some Help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. This is the second week in a row it's been on number one. We heard it last week, but we're going to listen to it again because it's great. All right, guys, guess what? Now we are moving to the back half of the show. It is a full-on session live from earlier this week right here in my studio with Blessing Bled Chimanga. Blessing Chimanga, it is so great to have you at VOA.
Well, this is a dream come true.
Oh, man. You know, the last time we saw each other was in Harare, maybe, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Right.
And you showed me around, and I appreciate that. And then I realized what an amazing artist you are. So here you are for that. Yes. Let's just hear you play for one, and then we'll talk after. What are you going to play for us?
I think a good start is let me play Maruvenyika, which was my first ever single, 2015. I was a drummer for many years, and then I decided I want to start my own project, and I wrote this song. Maruvenyika means flowers of the world, and it pretty was good and big in Zimbabwe. It's a beautiful love song. We played a lot of weddings with it. And it was the beginning of my journey. And today, being with you on VOA, after meeting you in Zimbabwe, and be like, one day I'm going to meet you. We're going to do it in the U.S.
Right.
And finally it's happening.
Yes.
I think let's take it from the beginning.
Let's do that.
Let's play this one.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, I cannot believe that. It's too good.
Oh, man.
All the flowers of the world, and I found one that is mine.
Mm-hmm.
That is so sweet. You know, you're going, brikitikita, brikitika. What is that? That's the drummer in you coming out, right?
Yeah, that's the, so my original, my beginning in the music world, there was a drummer for many, many years. I'm still a drummer,
mm-hmm.
but like, drums like my first wife, right? And then everything else will follow. So I think I've always had this vocables and sounds of the drums as part of me, you know, like I was big on soloing as a drummer. So those sounds are naturally coming out mm-hmm. when I'm writing music, and that signifies and defines me and makes me different from so many mm-hmm. other artists that can also play this kind mm-hmm. of music. I use a lot of these sounds.
Right. And I bet when you're really dancing full out, you're also dancing to those rhythms you're hearing in your head as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I've
yeah.
seen you dance and you're hot.
He's hot.
Yeah, but we're in a small space right now, so. All right. So tell us a little bit. You live in Colorado. You're based in Colorado now. What are you doing there?
So in Colorado, I was so fortunate enough that Kutandra Center, it's a center that's been there for 25 years, and they teach Zimbabwean music and specializes in teaching marimba and mbira, which are two Zimbabwean instruments. And it's led by a lady called Amy Stewart McIntosh and her husband, Randy McIntosh. And both of them have been music directors for this place. And they came to Zimbabwe in 2016. I was coaching at another local school then, and they came as a collaborator with that school, because the school I was coaching was one of the best in the country in terms of marimba. We were representing, that band was like football here.
Yeah. What was it? Did I see it when I was there? I can't remember. No, I made you too busy
yeah, you
running around
too,
for me.
Yeah. No, I was producer's assistant. You know,
yes, so you were.
I had to be on the road.
So
we did a lot of competitions, both locally, internationally with that school. I went with them to Argentina 4 times at a world stage festival. Anyway, that's where I met Amy and Randy. We fell in love. We connected in so many levels, I think mostly because of the coach in me. Like I said, I don't take marimba as just an instrument. I take, even the way I've been coaching young people in Zimbabwe, I take it as a way to teach them how to be human beings in terms of character and respectfulness and everything that we are wanting this world to become and using the instrument as that voice. So, like I said, the best way to explain how my band was in Zimbabwe is like football here. You know, like I look at people like Coach Prime, you know, and I feel like I'm the Coach Prime of marimba.
Right.
I love that man with all my heart.
Do you?
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I met these guys and they brought me here to become their director of productions. So I'm running all the concerts and teaching marimba there.
Hey. Sorry. All right. So you're teaching marimba there and you're also directing and you're doing a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
I know you're, but you do not sit around. You're always keeping yourself busy. Let's cut to another song. We have more to talk about, but we definitely need to hear some more music.
All right.
Trivanu
Vamwe.
What does that mean?
That means we are one. We are one.
What are you talking about?
We are family. There I was in Norway, 20-something, and there was a big bomb that happened in Norway. It was my first ever solo trip, and this bomb happened, and I was supposed to perform at one of the places where these young people, this gun thing happened, and they were all shot dead. And so I ended up writing this song as a way... I ended up writing this song as a way to commemorate, but also to say, no matter what, in our differences, in whatever we believe, in the different colors that we have, we're still one people, we're still one family. So this song is called Chiriwanome from my first album again, and I love it. I think it's a song of unity.
Hey!
man. You just have an amazing amount of energy.
Thank you.
Wow. And I like the story of that song, Peace and Happiness. Mm. Mm, nice. Okay, tell me about your music now. You have a new album coming out, right? Or it's out. It's been out. It's been out for what, a year?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of it? How can people get listen to it? And what was the motivation behind that album?
So that album is called Simply Me. And all I was just saying is, hey, man, this is all you get. The energy. I love Coca-Cola. I love playing games. Even the cover of the album has got my PlayStation there because I'm a gamer when I'm not doing music stuff or work stuff. Uh-huh. So I'm just saying, like, you know what? Be proud of who you are. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to know that these are the things that define you. And I think we're living in a world where people don't want to be identified by who they are. They would rather be identified by their friends or whatever. But I'm fine. I'm fine being a marimba player. I'm fine being black. I'm fine being a Zimbabwean in a different country. I'm fine being a marimba player and be told that I'm playing a traditional instrument, so I might not make it. But I'm fine being that because out of that I love doing, somebody else might receive joy and happiness from that. But I have to be confident. So that's the story about that album. I was just really sharing that this is simply me. This is the blessing you find. Mm-hmm. That's, like you said, the energy, and which I don't know where it comes from, but that's what you're going to find. That's it.
Tell me a couple more things about blessing. Just some funny things. What do you like? What do you like? That's weird.
I've already told you all my funny things.
You said Coca-Cola. That's all you said. So
and
what else?
I play games. I'm a PlayStation.
You're a gamer.
FIFA guy. Any day, anytime.
Oh, well, you have a lot of friends in that. You have a lot of friends there.
I've only recently started seeing places, but out of the 20-plus countries I've traveled to, I was always a hotel boy. Like, I'll just get in and chill in the hotel.
And you love being in a hotel.
Yes. And that was cool for me. But, you know, I've now understood the power of being in a different place and get to experience the things that are there.
But you like the slippers and the robe.
No,
that you get when you're in a hotel.
Yay, but it's more like about the room, you know, and the view has to be right.
Oh,
the view has to be right.
I see.
And that's all I need. And I'm happy and I just feel like I'm...
Well, tell me about India. I know you spent a lot of time in India. How did Indians respond to your music?
Well, I'm so grateful that India was actually one of my biggest rise in terms of my career. Weird stories. This amazing friend, now a brother, found me on Facebook on one of a video on Facebook and contacted, and we realized with a mutual friend from a festival that I was also doing, he said, come to my festival and, you know, try it out. I went with a trio. We headlined the festival. It was fire in the mall. I was like, what's going on here? And I was singing in Shona, but Indians getting crazy. And that led to the next trip. I've been to India 10 times.
Oh.
In a space of, you know, not talking of COVID time, of course, but it's been amazing. Just the welcome. And there's so many small little cultural things that unites us. You know, they've got also their own traditional instruments, and I've collaborated with some people from there. But mostly it's just been the joy. Indians love to have a good time. Mm. So if you give them that, it works. You know, so that's been great.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to another song.
This is a good time to go to the title track of the album, which everyone can find on Spotify and all those digital platforms. The song is called Ndo Jandiri. Ndo Jandiri means that's who I am. And in that song, which is currently my extreme favorite song, I'm the number one fan of the song. I'm just saying, love me for who I am.
Yeah.
That's all. Even when I speak in Shona and you don't understand, just know that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
You are fine.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
As you are.
Love it.
I'm sorry. This song. Yeah. Unfortunately, we had to do 4 minutes for the program.
You could go on forever.
No, on YouTube, this is a 12-minute song. I could not.
Oh, on YouTube, this is a 12-minute song.
I could not stop, man.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
I would have wished you had continued. Man.
But I had to stick to the rules.
So true. That is actually a wonderful song.
Thank you.
I bet people just go crazy when they hear that because everyone relates to it. You know, you're singing to me, you're singing to camera guy. Sorry, well, didn't mean to call you camera guy.
Well, that's my hope. That at the end of the day, after all the energy and everything that I bring on, I can send a message to the world that be confident of who you are. If there's anything that the world is looking for anything you want to be, they're looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they will love you for who you are.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's why I love you for who you are, Heather.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. That's easy. Okay. All right. Well, what else do you want to say to our audiences, you know, where you're talking to all English-speaking folks in Africa?
That's pretty deep.
I know. Maybe that's too open. You want me to narrow it?
No, that's cool. To all the people that do music or you're an aspiring musician or you're working towards going up there or whatever, you're just in the music world, I just want to say, like, hold on to your dreams. You know, just keep on pushing who you are. Just keep on finding what is your identity and stay in that land, and one day the world is going to recognize you. I mean, that same space as well. You know, you got to just keep pushing, working hard, working on your craft, and one day somebody important and somebody who is meant to take you to the next level will find you and they'll take you to the next level. And then to everyone else and to my students and everyone else who is watching, just to say same thing, you know, you're fine, you're good as you are. Don't let the world and the troubles of this world pull you down. Whenever you are down, remember
even positive things that have happened to you, and pick yourself up, because the world needs you and they can only find you when you're at your best self. So hold on to that dream. Keep going. Keep going.
What do you say when people close the door and they say no? What do you do?
When they say no to me?
Yeah.
The
opportunity. When opportunity doesn't open, you knock and they don't answer, or they shut the door in your face. Because that happens a lot, doesn't it?
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
I think one key thing for me has been I will go through the emotion of pain, which is, it didn't happen, and I really wanted it to happen. But also because of my upbringing, which is a Christian upbringing, I've also understood time and chance is given to all men. So if it's not going to happen today, it's going to happen tomorrow. And if it's not going to happen to this door, another one is going to open. But I'm not taking away pain. Mm. Pain is there. Go through the pain. But after that, dust off and get ready for the next door.
Dust off. Get back on that horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have it in you to do one more?
You know what? Mm. I'm in VOA Music Time in Africa. Yeah. I don't have a choice. I'm going to do one more.
All right. Everyone listening, if you're just now tuning in, oh my gosh, it's too bad, because Blessing Chimanga has been playing some amazing tunes, three already, but here you are. This is the fourth and final song. What is this? And tell us just a little bit about it, Blessing.
So this song is called Peace, and one of my mandates with my music that I want until I leave this earth is to spread a good, positive message about peace all over. So this is just saying peace starts with you. We want peace, but you are the person who actually starts peace. So this is peace, and it's for peace, and promoting peace, and let's go for peace.
Beyonce.
We start to be, we start to be when, we start to be all of us. We start to be, we start to be when, we start to be all of us. As our bees and bees and bees and bees, that's with you and me and all of us. Hey, as our bees start to be, we start to be when. It's a little, and I'm a little, and I'm a little, and our future will be brighter. Brighter, and our future. Peace starts with me. Peace starts with you, and peace starts with me. Yes!
Wow! Great message, great song. Dancing, blessing Chimanga. Amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
So where are you going next? You're going back to Colorado, blessing?
I'm going back to Colorado. Thank you for bringing me to D.C.
Oh, I hope you get some time to visit some of the monuments and stuff.
I have to tick one thing on the bucket list. I'm excited about that. But I'm so grateful to be here and to be part of Music Time in Africa and everything that VOA does. And just to be with you, I really, really appreciate that.
And with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to see the interview you just heard with Blessing, please look at Music Time in Africa on YouTube, Facebook, and on Instagram at Music Time Africa. You can also watch his TV appearance on Africa 54. Just search for Music Time in Africa on voaafrica.com. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Till next time, stay beautiful, stay safe. Can't wait to see you next week.